All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, typically, I do reserve my weekly picks in the National Football League for Friday or Saturday, but of course, we have three very exciting games on tap tomorrow, and that is because it's Thanksgiving Day, Turkey Day here in the good old US of A, and Thanksgiving, food, and football go hand in hand. And with that said, for those three games tomorrow in the NFL, here are my Turkey Day picks 2016 style. Want to start off with a critical matchup in the NFC North, as you have the 6-4 Minnesota Vikings traveling to the Motor City to take on the 6-4 Detroit Lions. Now, the Lions come into this game favored by 2.5 points over their NFC North brethren, while they are also 4-1 at home. These two teams did meet a few weeks ago in Minneapolis, and the Lions were able to secure an overtime victory over the Vikings. I look at this game like this. The Vikings were able to get back on track this past Sunday when they knocked off the Arizona Cardinals at home. But you look at this Lions team, and they are playing with a lot of confidence. They're not blowing people out, as all 10 of their games so far this season have been decided by 7 points or less. But I think that could be a factor in this game. I also look at the way that this Lions defense has been playing lately, and I expect to see them go out there and put some pressure on Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford tomorrow. Now, this Vikings defense, they started off the season strong, but they are wearing down. And as a team, Minnesota is only 2-3 away from home. Thus, I'm going to take Detroit at home tomorrow afternoon by the score of 25-16. Now, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, you have the Washington Redskins traveling to take on the Dallas Cowboys. And when you think about great matchups in the NFL and great rivalries in the NFL, it doesn't get that much better than the one that we've seen over the years between Washington and Dallas. Now, the Cowboys come into this contest with a record of 9-1, and they have reeled off 9 consecutive victories. The Redskins began this season with a record of 0-2, and they are 6-1-1 ever since. One of those two losses that the Redskins had to begin their season was at home against the Dallas Cowboys in week 2, and that turned out to be the first victory for Cowboys rookie quarterback Dak Prescott. You look at the Cowboys, plain and simple, they are leaning on that offensive line, which is one of the best in the National Football League, to open up holes for rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott. And so far, so good with that combination. But you look at this Redskins team, and they are just a very, very determined group. It doesn't look pretty at times, but the Washington Redskins have been playing a very effective brand of football, which has them in contention for a wild card spot in the NFC. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck, back and forth affair, and the last team that possesses the football will win. And this one, I think it's going to be the Cowboys, and I'm going to take them at home by the score of 34-30. And finally, on Sunday Night Football, it's a battle of a pair of 5-5 teams in the AFC, as you have the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. Now, this game lost some of its luster as Colts starting quarterback Andrew Luck has been ruled out after he suffered a concussion this past Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were finally able to end their 4-game losing streak last Sunday when they faced the Cleveland Browns, and now they are trying to get back on track as they are looking to win the AFC North division. I look for the Pittsburgh Steelers, plain and simple, to kind of defensively tee off on this Colts offense, as the Colts really weren't a good team even when Andrew Luck was there. I don't see anybody on this Colts defense that can stop this Steelers offense when they are clicking on all cylinders. The bottom line is, which Pittsburgh Steelers team is going to show up? Is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers that we saw in the first 5 weeks of the season when they were 4-1, or is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers that we've seen recently in their last 5 games where they are 1-4? I think it's going to be a mixture of both, but I think the Steelers were able to get some confidence and get their sea legs in the victory over the Cleveland Browns this past Sunday. Thus, I am going to take Pittsburgh on the road in this one by the score of 27-17. So folks, those are my Thanksgiving picks. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a good one, and enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.